E. Protecting your health. Use of medicines and therapeutic use exemptions. 1. Use of medicines. Before using or receiving any medical treatment, you must confirm that the substance or method concerned is not prohibited in sport. Make sure you search with a specialist, that is medical practitioners like doctors or pharmacists, who is familiar with anti-doping rules. Keep a good record of the search and the action you took. Learning objectives. 1. You can explain about the anti-doping rules to medical personnel before being treated. 2. In light of the strict liability principle, you can check and take medication at your own responsibility. 3. You can explain about the importance of your action like getting advice or keeping search results. Before using a medication or being treated, use Global DRO as a search tool. You can check and confirm with a medical professional with anti-doping knowledge whether the medication concerned contains prohibited substances. Be prepared to prove your action and always demonstrate your commitment to clean sport. Rights and responsibilities of athletes for protecting health. Right. Athletes have the right to enjoy sport while receiving medical treatment and protecting your own health. If a prohibited substance or method is inevitable, athletes can apply for a TUE. Roles and responsibilities. Athletes have the roles and responsibilities, particularly being responsible for everything you ingest. For this, athletes must check with medical experts and record your own actions in order to prove whenever required. At a hospital, inform the doctor. Your clean sport action. 1. Tell your doctor you are an athlete, and certain substances and methods are prohibited in sport. 2. Guide your doctor on the updated prohibited list, Global DRO, and your ADO's website. 3. Ask your doctor whether a treatment with substances or methods not containing prohibited ones is possible. At a pharmacy, ask pharmacists with Global DRO, your clean sport action. 0. At a pharmacy, ask a pharmacist if they have anti-doping knowledge. 1. Search with Global DRO, and then ask if a substance is prohibited in sport. 2. Save search results in PDF format or share by email. 3. Athletes to decide by yourself whether you purchase based on the followings, pharmacist's advice. Global DRO search results. Q&A. Ask the expert. Case, eye drops or ointments. Athlete, I got itchy eyes. Expert, are you okay? Athlete, I use eye drops and I should be okay. Expert, wait a second. Did you check whether that's prohibited? Athlete, what? Do I have to check eye drops too? Expert, surely. Remember, it's not just internal medicines or injections are prohibited in sport. Certain eye drops, ointments and medical patches are also prohibited. Athlete, that was close. Expert, let's check together by Global DRO. Athlete, great. Thank you. Case, supplements. Expert, how is your cold now? Athlete, I am resting at home. By the way, I'm hoping to get back to training and I was thinking of taking this supplement to recover faster. With this supplement. Could you please check it by Global DRO? Expert, supplements cannot be searched for. No supplement is safe because not all ingredients are listed on the label. Herbal medicines are the same, containing some crude medicines derived from animals and plants. Not all their components are identifiable. Better not to risk. Athlete, I thought I would recover better and quicker so that I could be in time for the next competition. No supplement is safe. Expert, no. Even though an independent company may offer a batch testing. But, a full guarantee cannot offer. Consider your food first approach. E. Protecting your health. Use of medicines and therapeutic use exemptions. 2. TUE application. After all the steps you took, and only if using a prohibited substance or method is the only option to treat your illness or injury, you can apply for a therapeutic use exemption, TUE. If it is granted, you can use it as a special exception within the specified period. If your TUE is rejected, continuing to use such prohibited substance or method would constitute an anti-doping rule violation. Learning objectives. 1. You can explain when and where to apply for a TUE based on your athlete level. 2. As required, you can promptly apply for a TUE with the necessary medical information and in time. Criteria for granting a TUE. To be granted a TUE, athletes must demonstrate that all the following criteria are met, if the prohibited substances or methods in question are needed. 1. To treat an acute or chronic medical condition, otherwise a significant impairment to health would be expected. 2. To return to the athlete's normal state of health and highly unlikely to produce any additional enhancement of performance. 3. Because no reasonable therapeutic alternative exists. 4. Because it's not to treat the side effects of intake of other prohibited substance or method. Steps to apply for a TUE. Athletes have the right to apply for a TUE. Athletes must take necessary steps to prepare with a doctor for TUE application. Check your steps. Step 0. Check when and where to apply for your TUE. According to your athlete level, check if you need an advanced TUE. Check by when and where you should apply for a TUE. Step 1. Consult your doctor. Tell your doctor that you are an athlete, and you wish to be treated without using prohibited substances or methods. A TUE application is required if using the prohibited substances or methods is the only choice. When you can be treated without using prohibited substances or methods, no TUE application is required. Step 2. Prepare a TUE document. Download the latest version of TUE application forms. Fill out the form. Athlete must complete athlete's information in English. Ask your doctor to complete in English on medical information underlying medical evidence, diagnostic findings, examination results, blood tests, x-rays, etc. Step 3. Apply. Athletes must compile all TUE documents and apply. Recheck if you apply to your IF or NATO. If your application is insufficient or any information is lacking, the applied ADO will contact you. Once all application documents have been submitted, your ADO can commence the review. Step 4. Review by your ADO. You will receive a written decision stating whether a TUE has been granted or rejected. When a TUE is granted, check the granted substances, doses and period. Once a TUE has been granted, ADO registers the information on ATOMS. If the TUE is rejected, athletes can appeal. International level athletes can appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, CAS. Within 21 days of the date of receiving the decision, national level athletes should check your appeal body at national level. Period of appeal is within 21 days of the date of receiving the decision. Retroactive TUE. Athletes competing at international or national level must apply for and obtain a TUE in advance of your treatment with a prohibited substance or method. However, if any of the following cases apply, athletes may apply for a TUE retroactively, backdated. Article 4.1 of ISTUE. Four criteria for granting TUE must be met even in a retroactive TUE. Case 1. Emergency or urgent treatment of a medical condition was necessary. In addition to the usual TUE application document, a medical record proving the emergency status is required. Case 2. When non-international or national level athletes, including recreational athletes, are using a prohibited substance or method for therapeutic reasons. If an anti-doping organization collected a sample from non-international or national-level athlete and prohibited substances or methods are detected, such athletes will be contacted by the ADO. ADO can allow them to apply for a TUE retroactively. If TUE was not applied for, Such athletes may be deemed to have committed an anti-doping rules violation. Case 3. When an athlete used at out of competition a prohibited substance that is only prohibited in competition, for therapeutic reasons. In cases where a substance only prohibited in competition was used prior to an event and was detected by testing during the competition, such athlete will be contacted by ADO. Subsequently, such athlete may apply for a TUE retroactively. If a TUE was not applied for, such athletes may be deemed to have committed anti-doping rules violation. Case 4. There was insufficient time, opportunity or other exceptional circumstances that prevented the athlete from applying for a TUE prior to testing. For example, an unexpected pandemic hindered the efforts of the ADO's TUE committee to review. Case 5. Due to national-level prioritization of certain sports, the athlete's NATO did not permit or require the athlete to apply for an in-advance TUE. Check if your NATO has such rule.